of kid.
All I gotta say is Portland can't say shit.
It's scintillating. It's sensational. It's Seattle Sounders FC soccer.
All right, so we are back here on Sounders Scuttlebutt. I am one of your hosts, Cameron Collins, and today is the very first segment that we are recording that is part of our new segments that we have through Patreon, and I'm super excited because I don't know if you want your last name in it. I'll let you do that, but I'm just going to call you Alex for now. And we are here with Alex, who is now part of our show. What is up, Alex? How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Cameron. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Just excited to finally get you on and record with you and talk Sounders. You're one of the strongest and best voices we have in our Discord. So to have you on here, super cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm also might be one of the younger voices too.
Yeah, definitely. So let's start letting people know who you are a little bit. What, where you live, and you don't need to be too specific if you're worried that people on the internet will find you, but you know, what city you're in, and how you got into soccer in the first place.
Yeah. So I'm from Yakima, Washington, on the other side of the pass. And I've been involved with soccer, I want to say, almost all of my life. Been playing since I was 5, going through the whole pyramid of soccer, starting at the rec level, then transitioning to club, and then playing high school. And then after that, just keeping up with the game.
I feel like, I don't know if they still do, but over the years, the Sounders have tried to have a presence out there in Yakima. Is that something, do they still have stuff out there? Any camps or anything like that?
Yeah, they used to have a partnership with a club called CWS. So they were the Central Washington Sounders. But then once Sounders started their MLS Next Academy, they sort of pushed CWS aside. So this past year, they transitioned from Central Washington Sounders to Central Washington Soccer. Since the Sounders have a lot of other clubs within the Seattle area.
Yeah, I know Yakima a little bit. My cousins all grew up in Sunnyside, so I used to spend a little time out that way. It's a nice place. Why Sounders? Is it just because it's local, or do you have a connection somehow that you formed in another way?
Yeah, I want to say it's more so like local, because Yakima, the closest team that we have is going to be either the Sounders, you have the Timbers, and then you have RSL. But I think just the Sounders, because ever since they came into the league, they've been having great seasons, winning, making playoffs, winning trophies, you know, going on incredible runs.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not that long of a drive for you to come visit games, which you do pretty frequently.
Yeah, it's probably like 2.5 hours.
Dedication. That's about how long it used to be to drive to Portland. Now it's a little bit longer, but
yeah, no, I think that stems from the passion that I have for the game.
Nice. That's awesome. I mean, I think one of the things that I like on Discord is that you really take to heart the questions and come up with great questions and just have a lot of opinions on it. What do you want to do, with a segment like this on the show, like in general, what do you hope to be able to bring to the show? I know obviously you had already said that a younger voice than maybe we're hearing, especially since me and Nick and Aaron are all roughly the same age and pretty old. So what are you excited about bringing to the table?
I think it's just another set of eyes, a different perspective to what we're seeing. Maybe try to see it from what's working, why isn't it working, what are they trying to do, giving players grace or giving players constructive criticism, and just trying to find like a balance of not being too negative but not being too positive.
Nice. Why don't we get into it then? You know, we had a 1-1 draw at Colorado. Maybe should have been 2-1 Colorado. I mean, I'm fine with their goal being called off once they called it, but it was a pretty soft foul. What's your takeaway from that game and kind of what you saw?
I think that's a game that we had the chance to win, and that is going to leave a bittersweet feeling in our mouth, because that's 2 points that we dropped. And away from home, it's tough to win in the league away from home. Yeah, well, a draw is good, but if you have the chance to win, you have to take it.
Yeah, absolutely. The defensive foibles, difficulty passing. How much do you think the you know, how high up in the atmosphere Denver is affected them?
They struggled this year with altitude. We've seen it at Cruz Azul, where they got absolutely ran off the pitch. It was boys against men that game. And the first 20, 30 minutes that we've seen, it was just sloppy. It looked like we were watching probably rec ball. It's just, they take a touch and it's just, the first touch is horrible. Passes aren't connecting. But it was both teams. They weren't connecting passes. We were just lucky that Danny Musoski is playing on fire and put one away right at the end of the half. Should he have gone subbed off at halftime? That's, you know, debatable. I understand that he's on a yellow, but how many times have we seen forwards get a second yellow?
Yeah, it's not common. And I mean, I think part of that was they promised Jordan Morris time. And so if you're only going to play one forward, that's kind of what you have to do, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I understand like where the coaching staff is coming from. During halftime, you have more time to really activate that muscle, especially the hamstring, to get them warmed up, which would be easier than having them come on in like the 60th minute or like the 75th, where he has to do like some little warm up. We've seen how they warm up on the sidelines. They're not really warming up per se. They're just doing jogging, you know, maybe they'll do some sprints, but not really, you know, activating those muscles properly.
Yeah. I think they're just doing the FIFA mandated warmups. They're not out there running like they would pregame or, you know, at halftime when they can do that. Of course, he got hurt in the game, unfortunately, and is now, we know, 6 to 8 weeks he's going to be out. Where do the Sounders go from there?
Yeah, that injury is very concerning because it's the same spot and the same hamstring, and it's more severe than last time. That's what we've seen from the second MRI. And I think it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks, maybe even more. Because, I mean, why rush him back? Club World Cup. Yeah, it's going to be a good opportunity. But I am a firm believer that you have to play the hot hand. You got to play the guys that are in form. You can have the names, but if they're not producing, you got to play the people that are producing.
And when he comes back, it will be actually probably Club World Cup time. So. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. And I feel like he doesn't need the exposure that some of the other players do, because he's not going to move on from Seattle the same way, you know, Obed might.
Yeah. Or like a Pedro de la Vega, or maybe a Nuhu or a Kalani. You know, we have some younger players that can have a good opportunity here to really make a name for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. So why don't we finish with something that came out of the mailbag, which was a question you actually asked, but I want to know what's behind this. So you asked, what's worse, the Puto chant or throwing beer on everyone? Of course, the Puto chant is for those that don't know, it is banned in at least CONCACAF, but it still happens. And but it's a chant versus basically having beer thrown all over you. What where do you stand on your own question?
I think that legally it's banned, but we heard it in San Diego. You hear it in Mexico all the time. It's not gonna go away. It's not. But like, as far as, you know, like people throwing beer on you, like I seen videos online where they record themselves. They put the phone down on the floor and then they start throwing beer around. I'm like, that's just uncalled for.
Yeah, I would not be happy. I don't want to get wet. I don't want to get wet with beer. But also, beers are expensive. What are people doing? They can just light money on fires. Give me the money.
Yeah, it's like, well, a beer at Lumen is like, what, $16?
Yeah, unless you, they have, I think they, pregame, they have a few cheaper beers, but.
Yeah, I have like some 12 ounces for like $5, the value beer, but.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's, I mean, I remember my old roommate would go to, we'd go to Seahawk games and he'd be 10, 12 beers deep and wouldn't remember the game and be like, you just paid $150 for a ticket to a game and now you paid another 150 plus for beers and you're not even going to remember your experience.
I mean, if the Seahawks lost, then I don't blame them.
That is true. That's true. They didn't, they, well, they didn't used to do that a lot at home. Now they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your prediction for the upcoming game? We got St. Louis at home.
It's going to be interesting because now we learn that Jesus Ferreira is probably out and I think he's been doing pretty good. He's not scoring. He missed a sitter, but I think he might be. He just needs to score one, and then, you know, the floodgates will open. So,
yeah,
I think that, you know, we're at home. If our defense, you know, keeps playing the way they have been at home, Fry has a good game, makes the stops he needs to make, I can see us winning 2-0.
Nice. I like that. I didn't get to make my prediction since I wasn't on the show this week, but that is a prediction I can get behind. It's a good time. So where can they find you on the internet if you want them to know? If it's just Discord, say the Discord.
No, they can find me on the Discord at Alex Diaz, and then they can find me on Instagram at Alex_Diaz509.
Nice. Awesome. So everybody go give Alex a follow and you'll be on here every week with us, so I'm excited. It's going to be good times.
Yeah.
All right. Catch you soon, Alex. All
right, sounds good.
Hey, everybody. This is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. Now, I know we said this time was time for a break, but really, it's a time for me to talk to you about our corporate overlords. And our corporate overlords are us. That's right, we would love it if you would head on over to patreon.com and look for Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast. We will put the link here in the show. And subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $1.74 a month. Now, what will that get you? Well, I'll guarantee you get at least one extra episode per month that'll be a cool interview or something like that that otherwise you would not hear. Now, we might put out promos or other things that include that, but the whole episode intact will only be available for you Patreons, at least initially. Now, there will be other stuff that we put in there, but this is where we're starting at. Why, you ask? Well, we have bills to pay, and we need to make sure that we can keep this show going. You would not believe the going rate for PA announcers. So head on over to Patreon, go to Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast, and subscribe. You even get a cool little downloadable membership that has our logo on it. That's Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Hello, Scuttlebutt listeners. This is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins, and I am here right now with a very special segment You know what? I'm going to just use your first name, Dan, and then let you decide how you want to refer to yourself from there. For privacy purposes, I'll leave it up to you because I just realized we did not discuss that before we hit record. But as listeners know, we've decided to bring a few, I guess they're called patrons, people who subscribe on Patreon along with us. And I'm super excited. I've been really looking forward to this. And I'm here with one of those people who is now going to be joining us on a regular basis. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, what's going on? And I'm good with Dan the Bastard, if you can put that on your podcast. Yeah, my stuff's all over the internet. It's fine.
Awesome. Dan the Bastard, definitely a great voice in the Discord, someone who has a lot of opinions, and that's what we like.
Yeah, I am a fan of hyperbole, and I'm okay with it. It's sports. Let's go. Let's have fun and just say some stupid stuff.
I get you. There's times where I have tweeted out, so and so is the worst player ever, and then they score a goal, and I'm like, I told you they were the best player on the team.
It's, you know, I have to be on point and smart in my work. So I'm going to let it hang out and say dumb things about sports. And I'm okay with it.
So let's talk about you. And how did you get into soccer? I know sometimes soccer and Sounders fandom do not go in hand, especially for people our age, where we didn't have Sounders as a pro team until we were older. Since they were, I think they left when I was like, four, so you were probably maybe not born yet or close to that. How did you get into soccer?
Dude, I am brand new as far as sports fandoms. In fact, I'm so new it's almost embarrassing engaging with it. I started in 2022, late 22. We moved back to Seattle. We moved around. I had a job where I moved around for 20 years. And come back here. And I actually grew up in Texas. So I know American football, played baseball. Soccer was not even on the radar. I got a 15-year-old kid, Joe. They wanted to watch the World Cup. And I'm like, yeah, I'll drink beer and watch sports with you. That sounds like a great way to spend a week. And really, Joe fell in love with soccer, introduced me to the Sounders. And I think it was the first match in 23. Marching to the match, that's whenever I fell in love with the Sounders. And really it was less about soccer. And, you know, I think growing up, we called it recreational running. It was really the supporters community that got me attracted. Yeah. It was, I just fell in love with the atmosphere. It was cool being around, people that I share so many other interests in because, you know, there's, Sounders fans are so diverse, and I just really enjoyed it. So that's what got me into the Sounders. That and the players. There's no way you can watch these guys. There's no way you can watch these guys and not love them, right? Like,
yeah,
you want to root for every single one.
Yeah, and I'll say, I think World Cup. I'm not sure if I've mentioned. I'm sure I've mentioned it in the podcast in some capacity. I don't know to what degree. World Cup definitely. I played soccer growing up, so I always play. But what really transformed me into a huge soccer fan was the '94 World Cup in the United States. Which I did not attend, but I was at Fat Camp in San Diego at the time. And that, and then I would sneak off and instead of exercising, I would watch World Cup with the people who worked at the university. And so, that was my, soccer fandom going from, I play sometimes to like, oh no, this is epic.
Yeah. I actually tried to play last summer and pull my hamstring. I felt like it was karma just for all the crap I was talking about De La Vega being hurt. And then here I am, I go out there one time and humble myself. So,
hey, you just got to take it easy. I know we talked about it in the podcast, but that ECS Pub League is fun. I've gotten so much good exercise from just running around on a field now without, too many injuries.
Yeah. I should have stepped it up, but no, I just didn't.
Well, let's get into some Sounders talk then. I know you are on a time limit here because you have real life duties that don't include talking Sounders. So we'll get you going here. But we just had a match against Colorado, which was a very interesting match. I know I was not on the most recent episode of the podcast, so this is kind of popping into that episode. But Colorado won, Seattle won in a match where Colorado actually scored another goal. A goal which I think if they hadn't called the foul would have stood, but because they called the foul, didn't. Pretty soft foul, but I'll take it. What were your takeaways from that match and how you thought the Sounders played and what they could learn from that?
I thought the Sounders deserved to lose and were really lucky to not lose. I get it was a soft foul, but the Colorado's player should have been sent off with a second yellow at the same time, right? So it all balances out, but I thought there were some other looks on goal early that what Roldan had that clearance there at the goal that if it wasn't for him being at the right place at the right time, the Sounders are down early. I thought Moose looked good again. And that's my big takeaway going forward. I think set pieces, some of the stuff can be a little bit fluky with that, you know, that the guys jumped instead of going on their tiptoes like Brian wanted them to. So that's not huge there. My big takeaway is I think Moose looked good and I'm feeling a little bit better with Moose being up there, knowing that Morris is going to be out six more weeks.
Yeah, six to 8 weeks. So it's a big blow coming out of that. And Jesus potentially could be out this weekend as well.
He's got that that strain too, and that's the more he plays in that retracted 10 position, the better he looks.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think there's anything the Sounders can learn from that game, or do you think? I mean, I feel like playing at altitude and just the sloppiness that isn't normal for the Sounders, it maybe was unique to that game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where you could tell by the second half that they looked pretty gassed. Moose, honestly, he looked disappointed to be taken off, and who knows how that would have turned out if he'd have stayed on. Isn't that crazy to say? I feel like
it's the opposite world,
but yeah.
Usually you're not taking someone off who scored a goal in the first half. If it weren't Jordan, I think if it were any other player, weren't Jordan Morris, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, you take away the halftime and he's taken off 30 seconds after he scored a goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's wild. So what do you think then as we move into the upcoming match this weekend with RSL? Excuse me, I said RSL. I don't know why I said that. St. Louis, yes. A different STL. What do you think of the Sounders coming in? It's a home match, but no Jordan Morris, questionable whether Jesus will be there. How should they line up and how are they going to play?
So I'm pretty sure I'm the leader in our prediction game so far.
And yeah, you're killing it. So far ahead of everyone. You know everything.
Are you trying to get tips? Like, are you trying to copy off of me right now? Is that what this is? Or
yes, because I am way down the list.
I'm not decided yet. I don't decide to the last minute.
Smart.
I'm thinking either we're going to get a 1-1 draw or a 1-0. But Moose is going to score the goal again. He's going to go four. We're going to have four games in a row. If I can throw out there a hot take, get some of my hyperbole going. Moose is going to have the best career of his year. He's going to have the best year of his career this year, and he's going to do it by the end of May. He's going to score more goals than he's ever scored. By the end of May. I was looking at it before our call. He scored 5 goals, was the most. He's done that twice. He's going to break 5 by the end of May. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. With Jordan out, that's a real possibility.
Yeah. And if he doesn't, then the Sounders are in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they've somehow signed a U22-9 that has had immediate impact.
Way, fun things happen, but I don't think that's likely.
Yeah, it seems unlikely to me as well. You don't want to put that kind of pressure. I mean, look at how long it took Pedro de la Vega to kind of balance moving to a new country and Chu before him and a lot of the young players we sign. I mean, it's not just about learning to play with your teammates. You're moving to a whole new culture.
Yeah, I mean, look at Jesus taking a little bit of time to get into the scheme. And, he came from the MLS and came from Dallas. So soccer is a unique sport. And I think as a new fan, it's taken me a little bit of time to learn that this isn't playing left guard for your football team. This is a little bit more nuanced. Soccer is a very nuanced sport. And so which makes all the hot takes a little bit harder to harder to do, right? With the nuance in the sport.
Yeah, they're not Keystone Light drinkers. They're drinking something a little fancier.
Yeah.
I like that new guard for the Seahawks. I'm ready to see him get out there.
Oh, I loved that. In his interview, he's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Yeah, I'm drinking some Keystone." Good for him.
Amazing. So, anything else you want to hit before you get out of here?
Well, you said RSL in the text you sent me, and then here, and I just got one point on RSL.
Because we have RSL coming up in a few matches.
Yeah, and I can't wait especially after just as poor as we looked against them. But here, I got it pulled up. When's RSL coming up? Well, I think we got them. It's a little while before we play RSL again.
Yeah, because we have all the road games, and then we have to play San Diego again. Yeah. It looks like.
So, anyways, looking at the RSL, just thank goodness we're not RSL. They bringing in Johnny Russell. I mean, that was my nightmare, was for Russell to come in and play for us.
And so, that seemed like what maybe the route they were going to go before they found Ryan Kent. And I was a little worried. I mean, Johnny Russell had his day, but it's not now.
Yeah. And so as much flack as the Sounder community gives Craig Weibel, it's so unfair because he's cooking with the ingredients that he has. And Ryan Kent's got Sounder Nation excited. The last home game, it sounded like folks were pretty happy to see him trot out on the field. So I look forward to seeing him more.
Yeah. I mean, even in the limit, you didn't see it as much in this last game, just because I think he was forced to play a little differently. But in the limited minutes we saw at home, there was some danger there, which is very exciting.
Yeah, there's definitely a scenario where you got Ken on the left, PDLV on the right, and you got Jesus feeding the ball from that false nine position, where that could be a lot of fun to watch, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I that makes it feel like that LAFC game or the Nashville game to me.
Yeah.
is the kind of ball movement we would end up seeing with that.
Yeah, and so we got some more of that coming up. Even when Morris out, we have some more. We're not going to win them all, but we're going to win some here in this next 6 weeks.
Excited. I'm excited for that. So where can they find you on the internet? Should they just Google Dan the Bastard? Are you on any of the other social media?
The only one I'm on is Blue Sky. I think it was like November 8th. I deleted my Twitter account and that's, nice. Haven't looked back. So Blue Sky, Dan the Bastard. I talk a little bit more politics on there. So if, you want to, you know, get my terrible political takes, you can come over there and see it.
Yeah, that's what I always have to say too. Like, if you came for the sports, be ready. Like, it's not, to me, they're somewhat intertwined, but to most people, they are not.
Yep, you're going to be offended.
Awesome. So go check out Dan the Bastard there. And I'm really excited we're doing this segment, and I'll be excited to have you moving forward as well. And make this a regular part of what we do.
No, I enjoyed chatting with you today. It was a lot of fun. And even more so, I'm just... very happy to be able to support Scuttlebutt. It is it's my go-to pod. I feel like I'm part of the friend group, even though I'm not, because I listen to you know, once or twice a week going to work. But so it's really cool to chat with you. Thanks for this opportunity.
No, I mean, I feel that being able to interact with everyone in Discord, like, it's bigger than just us talking at you all. Like, y'all are part of the community for sure, and we're all friends. So, and we see, I mean, that's the thing. If you're at a game and you see us, say hi. Everyone was hanging out last match. I wasn't there, obviously, because I wasn't feeling well, but there was like four or five different people hanging out, right? So
yeah, it was a blast. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, totally cool. So thank you so much. Appreciate you so much, and looking forward to doing more of this.
Thanks, dude. Have a good one.
You can follow the Sounder Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time? Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally and indisputably the best MLS team of all time.